In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The courts of our country capture the headlines almost daily. If it's not about the Supreme Court deciding to look at the Pledge of Allegiance to decide if God should be there, then it's a courtroom out in Colorado, where sports, wealth, and celebrity are pitted against charges of rape and sexual history. A state Supreme Court justice in Alabama has his 15 minutes of fame championing 10 commandments engraved in granite, while rumors fly about which of the justices on the Supreme Court will retire and who will replace them. And sandwiched in between all of this is still the question, can we still get justice in our day? Problems in the court system existed also in the days of Amos, the prophet. Honesty was not as necessary for justice as was a pile of cash. Those who looked for honesty, those who spoke the truth, those who lacked the money for the bribe, always came out on the short end of things. Perverted justice infected not only courtrooms, but all of society of the Northern Kingdom. The poor who could not buy their way out became a commodity to be bought and sold in slavery, trampled underfoot like a scrap of paper. Money tainted by blood and bribery bought the stone mansions and the lush vineyards in the Israelite suburbs far beyond the ghettos of the poor. Justice and society were so twisted as to silence the mouths of even the prudent, those who were aware of the present evil. To this perverted, evil-ridden society came Amos, a farmer from Tekoa in the southern Bible Belt. And though Amos, and through Amos, came the word of the Lord, seek the Lord and live. God knew the greatness of their sin. He knew this people he had chosen, this people whom he had protected throughout the Exodus, this people who had continually failed to obey and honor him. God knew their many worship marts and malls of idolatry set up in Bethel, Gilgal, and Beersheba, and elsewhere. And the Lord knew the fragile, shiny facade that covered his people corroded and rotting with sin. And he knew the judgment their sin would bring upon them. And thus his word, seek the Lord and live. Turn, repent, seek the Lord who had saved them time and again before. Seek the Lord where he had promised to be found. Not in Bethel or Gilgal or Beersheba, but where he had revealed himself in his word, in his promises. Seek good, not evil, that you may live. To live meant life in the presence of God, hating evil, living and loving and doing good, living a life of repentance, a turning away from sin. And only with sin removed, only with sin separation bridged, would God be with them. Because Amos knew the greatness of the people's sin, he could utter God's promise with only a perhaps. Perhaps the Lord God Almighty will have mercy on the remnant of Joseph. But this is the Lord. The Lord who described himself in Exodus as the compassionate God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. The Lord indeed was gracious to the remnant of Israel in spite of the necessary destruction of the whole country because of its rejection of the call to repentance issued by Amos and the prophets. But from God's side, the promise was sure. It was fulfilled when the judicial system of Herod and Pilate and the chief priests was used by God to deal with all sin. No cash to bribe a judge, only the sentence of death, and blood flowing from the cross to cover all enslaved by sin. Blood flowing from the veins of the Lord God Almighty who is with us, Emmanuel. Gone is that Tekoa farmer and second career prophet, Amos. But are things all that different? Oh, to be sure, few, if any of us, are involved with the judicial system. Few, if any of us, have ever taken a bribe or denied the rights of the poor in a court of law. And yet, we have no problem in judging others. While wealth and possessions may not pose a problem for most of us, there are times when we take advantage of others, even the poor. We may be indignant over the Israel of Jeroboam's day and even claim how different we are. And yet, from our hearts as from theirs, come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. And our sin, too, separates us from God. He knows the pain we put each other through. He knows how many are our offenses and how great our sins. And that is why the blood shed by Christ on Calvary's cross flows to you and flows over you, covering you and forgiving you all your sins. Daily to us comes this word, seek the Lord and live. Seek him where he has promised to be found, in his word, in his sacraments. Seek the Lord and live. Live in the presence of God, hating evil, loving and doing good, living a life of repentance, a turning away from sin. And only because God has first found us and made us his own, can we seek the Lord and live this day and always under his mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.